that's right. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and yes, we've been doing some upgrades on our tower here today. Got exciting news we're going to be sharing with you very, very soon. It's unbelievable that this day has finally come, but I'm not going to tell you anymore. You'll just have to wait and see when we get it all done, but that's what we do have going. Of course, you can always listen to us on the stream at WCRS1450AM.net. And, of course, download those free apps, WCRS 1450 AM. But, you know, Symetra Tour starts next week, and so we had to have Jim Medford here with us here today to fill us in on what's going on. So many exciting things. And as he said earlier, he's got a lot of balls in the air out there. Ha ha, it's a golf course. A lot of balls in the air. Out there at the links of Stony Point. And he also brought a special guest that is going to be playing in the Symetra Tour for the first time. She has won the amateur championship out there at the links of Stony Point. You may know her. Donette Goodwin is with us here today. And I need to welcome all of our Chicago listeners right here on WCRS. Understand Jim made sure they're all tuned in this afternoon. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Ann. They love your show, by the way. I know everybody here in town does, but to reach out to Chicago and become a fan favorite is quite an accomplishment of yours.
Well, I guess it's probably because you're here.
I'm just the leadoff hitter. Yeah, you still got to come up to bat.
Okay, well, I'm right here at the bat here, Jim. I've been out doing road work and doing whatever I can to make sure everybody knows what's going on. But how are things out there at the links of Stony Point?
To say that they're very active would be an understatement. We have stadium seating being erected. We have tents being put up. We have our outstanding crew led by Billy Ford, and a lot of outside contractors are working on each and every hole, doing all their magic to make it, you know, pop even more and be ready to be something we can all be proud of to host this tournament. So there's a beehive of activity going on.
Now, for those that don't know, we talk about the Symetra Tour, and we kind of talk like everybody knows what that's about. But there may be some of our listeners that don't know what the Symetra Tour is. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, it's the LPGA's developmental tour. So this is the – there's only two ways you can get your LPGA card these days. One is to go to Q School and finish in the top 10, or – be one of the top 10 money winners on the LPGA Symetra Tour. Those are the only two roads to get your LPGA Tour card full-time, big league play. The LPGA, just like the PGA, has a nationwide tour. This is the version of that. The PGA Tour has the Seniors Tour. We have the Legends Tour on the LPGA, and we're very proud to be hosting both two LPGA events, the Legends and the Symetra, this year for the first time ever. Both tournaments going on simultaneously for the weekend, and we're going to see that through for the remainder of our next 7 years in our ongoing contract. So,
well, you never rest on your laurels, I must say, Jim. You always take it to the next level.
Well, I've always found in life, as I'm sure you have, and those who sit back and rest, grass grows over you.
Yeah.
So we like to keep our grass freshly mowed and looking nice, so we got to be on the move all the time, and that's what we try to do.
Now, this is the third year.
This is the third year.
Now, one of the things I know, the first year, y'all worked very, very hard to get the greens and get the course in shape. I bet a lot of people don't know what you have to go through to come up to the standards of the Symetra Tour, LPGA Tour, and how are the greens this year? I was out there the other day just driving around, and everything looks really, really fine.
Well, a lot of things go into play for that. Weather is a big factor, what kind of winter we have and how long it goes. The very first year we had the tournament was really the perfect storm, you know, as far as challenging conditions. We had a very, very harsh winter, and it lasted all the way until early April, quite frankly. We had several ice storms that year. So they take its toll on a course. So We, right after that first year, we went and invested significantly in green covers so that when the temperature in the wintertime gets below 25 degrees, we cover those greens. And the last 2 years, they have paid for themselves, if you will, because we've had single-digit weather for a week or more the last two winters. This year, we've been blessed with a great spring. We've had a lot of rain, obviously from September through the, you know, December period. We had, I think, almost 40 inches of rain during that period of time. We all know what that flooding was like. Thankfully, our course weathered that storm pretty well. But we had a very nice early spring. So everything bloomed, everything's green, everything is great. Billy Ford does a great job. We put about every chemical known to man in the golf course business down on our course and on our greens. The course has never really looked better right now. The greens are perfect. The fairways are green and lush. And we've also invested in verticutting equipment. So we've verticut the greens twice already. So they're going to be rolling perfect but fast for the tournament. And we've already cut the fairway, so the ball sets up perfectly. So it's I'm very proud of what the course looks like, and I think all of us at Greenwood, because we get a lot of national exposure from this tournament, we will be showing our best foot forward.
Absolutely. Well, I know the first year it was kind of a struggle to get up to their standards, right. But you certainly have played well on getting those things in really good shape. And not only that, I think the azaleas, aren't they looking good too?
Most of them have, if this was about 3 weeks ago, it would have been spectacular. I mean, because all the azaleas mm-hmm. were in full bloom. We have a lot of different blooming plants out on the course. We have a lot of knockout roses. So once the azaleas kind of lose their bloom, and we have some that still are in bloom, then the knockout roses come in. So there was a lot of thought. You know, we market and did plant over 10,000 azaleas throughout the golf course, but we have dogwoods, but we've also planted thousands of knockout roses. So throughout the spring and summer, there's always, what's the theme we use in Greenwood? There's always something blooming in Greenwood. Well, there's always something blooming out at the links at Stony Point. So there's still a lot of color and a lot of beauty out there. And the big excitement yesterday is all the topiaries showed up. So we have the topiaries out there, the mother, the giraffe, the baby giraffe, and all those various different beautiful things were all out at the links at Stony Point throughout the course. And the links has its own topiary now. This
wow.
is the first year. It's a huge golf ball on a tee, and that's positioned right at the clubhouse.
Right at the clubhouse.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's right. So, and then how many topiaries will you have out there this year?
I believe there's eight.
Eight.
Yes.
So you have more out there this
yes.
year, yes.
Ours being one of those.
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, we have Barbecue the Pig for Carolina Pride will be out at hole 13. We have the giraffes. We have the Chick-fil-A cow. We have the, for Gracie's sake, for the Humane Society, the dog and the fire hydrant
right.
topiary. We got a great variety. I haven't seen them all yet because
That's pressure on them to have them ready to go to be able to come out.
That's
so
right.
That's great. Well, listen, we are here at WCRS. I do just want to say a quick good afternoon to Donette. How you doing today, Donette?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And, of course, you are going to be playing in the tournament. When we come back after the break, she is going to be making her debut in the Symetra Tour right here in Greenwood. Now, she is an amateur golfer. We'll talk more about that. But she has scored a place on the Symetra Tour for this tournament. We're all going to be watching to see how she does. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Jim Medford, Donette Goodwin, Ann Eller, Gracie. Yes, we're all right here in studio this afternoon, right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, you know, you may notice that Jim Medford does seem a little tired. And, you know, I think we need to address this. I mean, you know, it's a lot of stress doing the tournament and everything and getting everything together. But there's an added portion to this that a lot of people may not know, that what he's getting ready to do, crazy man that he is. What are you getting ready to do?
I am leaving May 19th after the tournament is easy compared to what else is I'm looking to do. I leave May 19th after the tournament's all wound down and done, and I'm going to go hike the Camino de Santiago Trail. It's a spiritual journey that people have been hiking for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. It's also known as the Trail of St. James. So I commute, a short commute to the Pyrenees Mountains in France at the foothills, traverse through the Pyrenees, and then through northern part of Spain for a little over 500 miles.
You sleep in comfy hotels along the way?
No, you sleep in youth hostels. We have our packs. I'm already packed so I can walk around, which I did for 6 miles this morning, carrying my pack on my back and my shoes that I'm going to be wearing. So we'll be sleeping literally in cathedrals or in youth hostels in these little villages throughout the trail. There's a movie out called The Way, which is kind of about this hike. It stars Martin Sheen and his stepson Emilio Estevez. It's a great movie, and it kind of depicts what you experience. And so people from all over the world hike this, and each little village along the way has its own little passport stamp, if you will, for your hiking trail. You can hike it as a pilgrim, which is what I'm doing, which is the spiritual version of the hike. And then each kind of village that you end up spending the night where they have space for you, so there's a little bit of strategy as far as where you end up staying and how far you hike each day. They have a community table where you sit and you eat the local food, whether it be lentils or cheese or bread, and drink the local wine and just be able to converse with people from all over the world that are doing the same thing that you are. So that's what's really neat about the experience.
And what made you decide to do this?
I just felt I needed to get away, Ann. I quote-unquote sold my business and retired 2.5 years ago, and I really didn't have a transition from what I was doing to that to what I do today. I mean, I just kind of went from one thing and then got involved in a lot of different things that here in the community that I'm very proud of and happy to do because it's a very rewarding experience. But it takes a lot to do all that as well. And so, you know, you just come across your life sometimes in self-reflection and you think, you know, I need to do something to get away a little bit. So this is getting away.
I don't blame you.
I'll interrupt you for a second.
Okay.
Announce that you'll be off the air for 1 minute.
1 minute. And when? Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He has to come off the tower.
Okay. If you've been looking up high, you may have thought you saw a gorilla up there. It's not. It's a human being that's been installing this new equipment for us. We're going to go ahead and go off the air, I understand, for 1 minute to let him get off the tower, and we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
See, that was a short break, folks. It doesn't take a man long to jump off the tower and get on the ground, but you got to turn the power off, otherwise he wouldn't be here now. So congratulations, he made it off the tower. Hey, I hope you're looking forward to some of the changes that are coming on WCRS. Not going to tell you what they are yet, but they're very exciting, and it's great to have Jim Medford here with us and Donette Goodwin. And we were just talking about this spiritual tour that you are going to be taking. Now, how many miles is this trek?
It's a little over 500, so we'll be hiking. I'm going with a real good friend of mine that I've known for 30 years, Ed Sortini. He's already hiked half the Appalachian Trail, so he's a little bit more accomplished hiker than I am. But we'll be averaging over 15 miles a day from, we actually will start hiking it on the 21st of May and be done by the 28th, and we fly home on June 30th. So I'm gone from May 19th through June 30th.
Are you going to be posting anything on Facebook on this, or are you going dark?
I'm going dark. Dark. I am going to take pictures I got a little GoPro. I will be taking a daily journal to capture the spirit and what we're going through. But I really want to enjoy
and get away,
enjoy what the scenery is spectacular.
Yeah.
And but getting ready for this has been no easy task. I've been hiking about 6 to 9 miles every day since the first of the year. I'm working out with a personal trainer every Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. I get up at 4:30. I'm walking in the dark. And for my first 3 mile hike, and then sun starts to come up shortly thereafter, and I take my little four-legged buddy Charlie with me for a loop. That's another three. But today I started doing it with my pack on, which it'll weigh about a little less than 20 pounds.
How'd you do?
I did well. I mean, today's went up to REI Sports up in Greenville to get my equipment, and they have very knowledgeable staff. And you know, the backpacks today are very
a lot different than the backpacks of old.
Yeah. I mean, they fit you and they adjust them and they do everything. And we're going very minimalist. We're bringing 2 or 3 days worth of change of clothes and a sleeping bag, and which, you know, today they compress down very small, and socks, underwear, some minor toiletries. I'm going to come back looking like a caveman, I think, because there won't be a whole lot of shaving going on. But I'm really, really looking forward to this.
That's great. Well, when you get back, after you've got a time to decompress and everything, we'll have to have you back on to talk about some of the awesomeness of this tour.
I would be honored to do that. Look forward to that.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, we are getting ready to hear the news when we come back. We've got lots more to talk about. We're talking about the Symetra Tour. We're talking about all the events coming up. You know, it starts next week. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, it's just like all of a sudden, bam, it is here.
Yeah. Especially when you plan for a full year to do this, and all of a sudden, boom, it's here.
That's so, right. Yeah. And one of the big things they've added, they've got the Symetra Tour going on and the Legends Tour. We're going to be talking about that. They actually have 2 pro-ams going on. We've got so much to talk about. And we've got Donette here, and we haven't even talked to her yet. So you stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Hey, that's right. Hello. Just having conversation over here with Jim Medford and Donette Goodwin. Is that right now? Yes.
That's correct.
God always wins. God win. We've got it right here. We've got the spirit in the room with us this afternoon. You know, Donette, this has to be really exciting for you.
I'm beyond words as far as being excited, being nervous. You know, it's all bottled up in one. And I've just been given a great opportunity to do this, and I'm really excited.
Well, now, you've been playing golf since you were like 5 years of age. You've played in tournaments. You played in a lot of amateur tournaments. Let's see, you won the state tournaments in 2015 and 2016. You're currently the club champion at the Links of Stony Point for 3 years in a row. Let's see, you came in 11th place at the 2015 state amateur tournament. You're going to be playing there again in June. You haven't been on the Symetra Tour, but how did this come about so that you were able to play in the Symetra Tour?
About three years ago, Jim had decided to do and have these girls come to his particular sure. club. So he had told me at that time, he said, well, if you want to try to get one of the sponsored spots, he says, well, you know, basically show me. So I've worked really hard for 3 years. I've used a really good golf coach. His name is Tommy.
Tommy Penley.
Yes.
Yep, he is a very good golf coach.
He's great. Very patient and to the point. And I understand the way he coaches. And from there,
I'd never had anybody coach you before.
Just my dad. Right. My dad's been my inspiration, and he's the one who has pretty much instilled all the basics from the tee to the green. And
well, I would just like to ask you, this is kind of how has it been to have a coach coaching you? That has to be a unique experience if you're not used to having somebody else outside of family here telling you what you're doing right, wrong, or how you could improve.
I'm just, when it comes to golf, and many sports that I've played, I'm a sponge. So whatever you can tell me to improve what I'm doing, I'm willing to do it. So Tommy is great for doing that. So listening to him, I probably listen to him more sometimes than your dad, because you know how that can be sometimes. But, overall, I mean, I've learned from my dad, I've learned from him, and really tweaked a lot of small things that I needed to fix. And Mr. Medford said, hey, if you can get your handicap in the single digits, that will help you qualify to be able to play in this tournament. And I've worked hard, and I was able to accomplish that. And so now I look forward to next week with it.
Competing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Competing.
Absolutely.
Now, of the links at Stony Point, you should have one big, huge leg up because you've played the course so much. You know the course even better than anybody that could come in here and only has a couple, 3 days to practice. What for you is the toughest hole out there at the links of Stony Point?
Oh my goodness. Definitely 17 is always difficult because it's a green that slants and you have to get the ball way up to a very long hill, and it's a par 3, so you don't have many chances to get it in the hole, and it's probably the most difficult one.
Yeah,
in my opinion. Anyway,
in your opinion. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I was just curious because I think that you've got a big advantage. You're going to understand how fast the greens are, how the course rolls,
and definitely the greens. I think everyone has a good opportunity to come up to the green very well, especially as long as some of these girls can hit because they can pound the ball. It's when you get on the green, it's how many times it takes for you to get in that hole, because all the greens out there are difficult. They undulate, and they are, you can look at it and think, oh my gosh, yeah, it's totally going left to right. And actually when it gets to the hole, it's gone right to left. So it's definitely difficult.
Now, do you do anything else besides play golf, or do you have the luxury of just being a golfer?
That would be wonderful. that life thing called work.
Yes.
I have to do that every day. To be able to go play golf, I guess you could say. I am an occupational therapist where I am also the rehab manager for a building in Woodruff, South Carolina, and I rehab geriatric patients either back to their home or assisted living, or that some of them also stay in our building.
That has to be That has to be mind-draining work, though.
It absolutely is. And you have, you know, what you need on the business side and then what you need to take care of people. And it can be very, very...
And you said you even work with Alzheimer's patients, and that has to be even a little more difficult.
Definitely. You take a lot more patience to figure out where they're going, what they're trying to understand. And you go from there, and the biggest thing is just trying to get them to go into what you're trying to teach them, but maybe in a different manner. It's hard to describe because each one of them are so different because everyone handles Alzheimer's and it affects them differently.
Sure. Now, you also told me before we came on the air that you did a lot of traveling. You were a traveling occupational therapist. I'll bet that was a very interesting time.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I did it on and off for probably a total of 10 years.
I guess we could say you're not 25 then.
No, I'm 45, and I'm going to be playing against girls half my age. So I'm going to try to keep up with them. Yes, and each place I went, I tried to get a little side job with a golf course locally to where I was, and to be able to play golf when I was at each destination. I'll say the oddest golf course I probably was able to play at, because Alaska does not have a large growing season. So their greens even had little rubber pellets on them because they really couldn't ever keep greens with grass. So it was very different.
Lots of paint.
Yeah, lots of paint. Exactly.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. So, did you ever challenge some of the guys out there on the golf course who thought you probably weren't very good because you're a girl?
Well, you know, here and there, you figure out who's going to believe you and who's not, and you do a little side bet here and there, but you know, it made it all fun.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific. So, you're looking forward now. At this point, do you know who you're playing? You don't know, do you, who you're playing with, or do you know?
She does. She knows? The sponsor's exemptions, I get two of them out of a full field of 144. So they play in the last group to start the tournament. So.
Oh, my God, you have to wait that long then, huh?
Yeah, on the first day.
Right. Donette will be teeing off around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Thursday, and she'll be playing with the other sponsor's exemption that I gave, and that's Ricky Van Nert. Mm-hmm. Nert, who's from South Africa, and she stays with the Wally Stevenson. So she's a TCU graduate in engineering, but she's got quite the golf game. And so she deserved, in my opinion, the other spot. Believe it or not, Ann, we get over 100 applications and requests for one of two spots. And
wow.
They're all... I mean, they send their resumes, you know, as far as what they've done in collegiate golf and what tournaments, you know, they've placed in. And so it's I don't want to say it's stressful, but it's definitely pressure to, you know, make sure you're selecting the right players that deserve it. But in this case, Donette does deserve it, because I challenged her 3 years ago at the beginning. I said, what a great opportunity and story it'd be to have a local Greenwood player to play in this prestigious event. And so for 3 years, she took my challenge seriously, as she said, and she's earned the right. So I'm very proud of her. And
I'm very thankful.
Can't wait to watch her do her magic this weekend.
Now, let me ask you, Donette, you've played in tournaments, so playing in a tournament is not anything new, but what is the one thing that keeps you focused, shall we say, during a tournament? Do you have any little things on your mind that you just try to focus in on, or, you know, if you have a bad putt or something, how do you recover yourself and go on? Because for a lot of people, that's the tough part.
It is. You do have to stay focused. You do have to have that ability to just brush it off and go to the next hole. sometimes it's still there in the back of your mind. I will say differently in this particular tournament, we have caddies. You know, any of the state amateur type things, you know, you're on your own. So it will be nice to have a particular lady who is going to be carrying my bag. Her name's Peggy. And
Smith.
Peggy Smith, yes. And she will keep me in line because I play a good bit of golf with her, and she's very funny, and she definitely keeps me in line. So
she probably knows you then. If y'all play pretty much, she knows you, and she knows what your hot buttons and this type of thing are. Yeah,
and she does. And even, you know, when we've played in other smaller state events and stuff, she has, you know, said, it's done. Let's move on.
Right.
And she does a great job with that.
Still got to be nervous, are you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Let me tell a little side story about Peggy Smith, and we had another lady, Gina Benny. These ladies are, you know, are up there. They're not 45, and they're definitely not the age of a Symetra player. But they wanted to caddy. So they set their goals, and they were carrying clubs around the three-mile loop at Stony Point. They were playing and carrying their clubs, walking all 18 holes. Gina Benny one year caddied for me on my Saturday morning matches for two or three weekends in a row, mm-hmm. to get in shape, to know that they can do it. So, and Peggy Smith caddied last year. And I'll tell you, it was warm on the weekend last year. So it was 80 some odd degrees to be hiking 18 holes, carrying, you know, a golfer's bag. And the stress of making sure that you're following the rules so to not penalize your player, that takes a lot. And so
didn't your mom caddy one year, the first
year?
No. Didn't she want to?
Well, my mom would love to do a lot of things, but she always had the spirit to drive, but she was not able to caddy.
All right.
And she's listening.
Yes.
Mom,
I'm
by
glad.
The way, I would love to see you caddy, but I don't think that's in her cards.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. I thought the first year she really wanted to.
She sits out on the back porch. Their house overlooks the ninth tee box. So she sits with the pairing sheets and keeps track of every group when they're
coming
going
through.
By. Yeah. So she. And she keeps up with the scoring and what she sees them. So she's like sits there and is very much involved in what's going on.
Well,
so.
That's great. So we have women caddying for women, basically. Yes.
In this one particular case.
Yes.
We have 40 or 50 volunteers to caddy. Majority of them are male, except for. Peggy, and I don't know if there's another lady that's taking on that challenge or not, but Peggy for sure. Yours truly. I'm caddying on Sunday in the Legends field with Cindy Rarick, who is a ball of energy and a lot of fun, and her and Nancy Lopez are my co-hosts for the Legends Tour. So I'm going to caddy on Sunday to get my miles in from my hike, trekking her bag around 18 holes.
Well, how many players will there be to tee off on Thursday for the Symetra Tour? How many gals?
It's a full field of 144. So the full field plays on Thursday and Friday, and mm-hmm. then there's a cut made, and it then goes down to 60 plus ties. And then when that happens on Saturday and Sunday, you have the 60 plus ties playing in the Symetra for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Legends Tour, there'll be 24 of them, great ladies, will be coming in, and they'll be playing on Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have 84 on the course, roughly speaking.
I thought the Legends Tour was just Sunday. Are they playing
They're playing a practice round Saturday,
right, okay.
And then they're playing a one-day tournament for their purse on Sunday.
Correct.
But they'll be out on the course Saturday afternoon, so after the last group of the Symetra tees off on Saturday for the tournament, the Legends will come in right behind them for their practice round, and then on Sunday we'll be alternating a Symetra group and a Legends group in the last several groups so that they're both out on the course competing.
That's really
going to
be exciting. I mean, that's a double whammy right there, because you'll get to see the young gals and then you'll get to see the Legends. Now, the Legends are the gals that have played on the LPGA.
Yes, and many of them are in the Hall of Fame and are multiple tournament and multiple major winners. So their names will all recognize that will be out there. And the way I describe it politically, Ann, because I do have to be with them, I don't say the younger girls. I say those that want to be rising stars versus those that the stars are already shining.
So we're talking about the rising stars and the
stars that are still shining. Make sure you get that. Make sure you get that right.
Okay, all right.
That could be a problem otherwise.
You know, but to be considered a legend, that's huge.
That is huge.
I mean, you know, we talk about legends in time. I mean, you and I were talking off the air. You know, it was just so horrible. Hack Bartley certainly was a legend.
Amen.
And, you know, people like Prince. And, you know, we look at the legends that are out there in this time that we have been losing here lately.
Right.
And yet we have legends that have played golf and won big dollars, and still they're a giver unto the sport and still helping to promote the game of golf.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, I've gotten to know a lot of these ladies for the last 3 years, and, you know, it's pretty cool. I think I've said this before, it'll be a weekend sitting around the breakfast table and your phone rings and it's Nancy Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, on a caller ID. I mean, you got to pinch yourself, you know. And she calls just because we've developed a, you know, good friendship. And same thing with Cindy Rarick and Jan Stevenson and a lot of these players.
I remember the first year it was Jan Stevenson.
Yeah, yeah, she's still very special. But anyway.
That's right, Jan. Okay, yes.
But, you know, they're still very competitive. I mean, they're out there. They're not out there. This is not a social hour for them, you know, to be out
here. Well, it's a $100,000 purse, isn't
it? They're paying for a $100,000 purse. 24 ladies playing for the $100,000 purse. But they still have that same competitive drive that made them as great when they were younger as they are today.
Sure.
So that will be fun to watch, to see a Nancy Lopez and a Jane Blaylock or an Amy Alcott or a Val Skinner or, you know, any of them going head-to-head competing for a purse.
Absolutely.
So
that's an added bonus. Now, the purse this year for the Symetra Tour, you upped the ante on that.
Yes, we kind of did that together on your show.
Yeah,
I kind of talked myself into a problem last year. There was this new tournament that came on out in South Dakota, and we were on air with you around the putting green because they had a team out here for the full week because they wanted. What's nice, we can all take pride of this. Any new tournament stop that the Symetra gets, they have them come to Greenwood to see
how to do it.
How to do it.
Right.
Or what it can be. And so they were on air with you, and I made the joking comment about South Dakota population of 3 people, and here they are, and that I was going to have a Mount Rushmore toperary next year because that's, you know, what you think of South Dakota.
Yeah, you know, you kind of just shut off your mouth, Jim.
You know, kind of like I'm known to do.
Yeah, and okay.
So they went back, and they upped my purse from 200 to 205. So I'm still a little competitive myself, and so this year...
Really?
Yeah.
You've announced this on the air here.
I
anybody that didn't know that Jim Medford is a little bit competitive.
I am a little bit competitive. So we took a lot of pride in being the largest purse on the tour, still do. We were the first purse. You know, the average purse was 100, and we were our first year we were 200. So we more than doubled the average purse size. Then they came in at 205. Well, this year we're the first ones out at 250, and we are the largest purse on the Symetra Tour.
And you absolutely hope that nobody tries to top that anytime soon. Would I be correct in saying that, Jim?
Yeah, you know, while good competitors like competition, sooner or later there's a limit to what that might look like. So.
Right. Well, you know, I think you certainly have upped the whole game of the Symetra Tour since y'all started doing it, you and Denise, 3 years ago. This is the third one. You certainly have changed, and you certainly have become, what shall we say, a big player in the Symetra Tour. They look for you to help guide and come up with ideas, marketing, et cetera.
I think what's been good for us here in Greenwood has also been good for the Symetra Tour. We definitely raised the average purses significantly. I think we raised the exposure for what the tournaments should look like. We're used as each year we go down to the LPGA headquarters in January for best practices for the other tournament stops, and we have a very active hand in helping other tournaments to understand how to go about doing what we've all collectively here in Greenwood been able to do together. That's exciting.
Well, yeah,
it really
exactly.
is exciting to do that. So we're
I'll have to commend him also because you know, he doesn't get to hear what the girls always necessarily say, and I'm out in the middle of them the past 2 years, and from even the first year to the next year, they have just said how great this tournament is for them and how wonderful, like, this particular event is, like, up in the ante, as he says.
Sure.
It's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we need to talk a little bit about what is going to be happening, because we've been talking about all the other stuff, but how much does it cost to go out and watch the gals play?
$5, Ann.
Oh, come on.
That's $5.
And $50 to park, right?
Nothing to park. Parking is free.
Free parking. And right there, I know that it's right there at the links of Stony Point.
It is. You pull right in. We have some great volunteers that greet you at the front of Stony Point, direct you right to the parking, which is right up front this year. We then have shuttle buses. Thanks to the Burton Center, to Lander, to Connie Maxwell Children's Home, to the YMCA, that all donate their buses and drivers, and they pick you up right at the clubhouse after you get your ticket, and you can either walk anywhere you want to, or you can have a bus that stops at the various areas that can take you right to hole 13, where a lot of activity goes on, or anywhere on the course. So we tried to make it as user-friendly, spectator-friendly, and even if you are not as physically able as some, we have individual golf carts. EasyGo brings in their tournament fleet, so we have those 6 or 7 passenger golf carts. And we have volunteer drivers that will take anybody that needs assistance to wherever they want to go on the course.
You know, this is such a great opportunity, not only for adults, but for kids. Hey, Grace, we haven't got to Wolfstock yet. Can you just wait a second? We'll be talking about that in just
a minute.
She's
excited about Wolfstock.
I know, she is. She always gets excited about anything that has to do with her kind. And Gracie, you're just doing great. So if you just be quiet. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so we're talking about what's going on, but the $5, how come it's so cheap?
Well, we want this to be something that everybody in Greenwood can enjoy. So this is not about the gate and what comes in from ticket sales. It's really not about that at all. This is, at this point, we have great sponsors. We could not do this without all of the area businesses that come together to help pull this off and sponsor this event, because this costs well over $1 million to put on this tournament. There's a lot of moving pieces to this, and there's no way this would not be able to be done without the sponsors. And so we have that going on, but this is about really an event for Greenwood to come out, and you don't have to spend hardly any money to come out and enjoy a day at hopefully what we believe is a beautiful spot, seeing part of the lake, but seeing some great talented young ladies that we can all be proud of competing.
That's right. And you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. You know, Jim, we've got that. Now, that'll be, tickets will be $5 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You can buy an individual day for $5 or the whole 4-day weekend for $15.
Okay.
Children 12 and under are free.
Okay. Now, what else is going on? We're going to go over here a minute or two. What else is going on out there at the links for people to be involved in? You got the Sunday brunch, the Mother's Day brunch.
We've got a great, great Mother's Day brunch on Sunday morning.
Yes.
So you definitely want to come out for that, because it is spectacular. We have different food stations. We have the Lander Jazz band playing during brunch. It's in a beautiful, beautiful main serving spectacular tent. The food has been spectacular. So please make reservations so we can make sure we have a table ready for you for based on your size of group. Parking is right at the Mother's Day tent. There's literally hardly any walking involved to enjoy this.
And they'll be able to. Adults are 25, kids are 15, ages 10 and under, and it starts, what, 10:30 to 1:30?
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
So lots of good food for that. So you're going to want to make a reservation. To make a reservation, give them a call at 942-0903, 942-0903. Then after you finish, you can go out and...
You go out and get to enjoy the tournament and see the finish of two great tournaments. And then Sunday evening, if that's not enough, Ann, then we got the Ginzu Knife Pitch. If that's not enough, then you get to attend the free... Wolfstock concert that we have a main stage being erected then on our driving range. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and come out and enjoy free music by all of our local bands have volunteered their time to perform. The only thing that we ask, thus the name Wolfstock, is if it's in your heart to make a contribution, it would go to the Humane Society to help with the construction of the new animal shelter that we're working in collaboration with Greenwood County to pull off. So what a great day for great women of Greenwood and their families on Mother's Day to come out and enjoy a brunch, see a beautiful area to have brunch in, to enjoy the lake, to see golf, to listen to a free concert.
And what goes on Saturday night? If that's not enough, we also have Saturday night,
Saturday night, we were approached by the Greenwood Community Theater because they wanted to be a part of what we have going on because we have, over 20,000 people in town for this. So we have committed and booked out the Community Theater Saturday night for a special performance of You're Perfect, I Love You,
Now Change. Exactly. And isn't that the way it's supposed to be?
Yes, that's according to Denise Medford, that's how it should be. So we have
that, by the way, is an award-winning play that Bess Parks had performed, and she's won several awards with that one in performing across the state here. So congratulations to Bess for bringing that to that. And that'll be going on other nights. Now, this is in conjunction with the pub crawl.
That's correct.
Right?
We have the pub crawl going on. Saturday night's all about showcasing Uptown Greenwood to all the people that are in town. I mean, we've got players that come in from all over the world to be this. Their families come in. We've got spectators coming in from all areas. There's pretty much no hotel room space at that point. So we want to showcase Uptown. So we have the pub crawl that the tourism board and that put together. That's at the Arts Center. We've got the community play going on Saturday night. We have the local restaurants all in town have special dinner things going on. So what a great way after seeing a great tournament on Saturday to come uptown and just enjoy all that Greenwood has to offer.
Now, where are the fireworks, though? I haven't heard about the fireworks yet.
Fireworks are Friday night, Ann. So Friday night, we have all the activities going on at Hole 13. We have the tiki bars set up. We have...
Do you have the Hawaiian girls dancing?
No, we... Not yet. Not yet, Ann. You keep trying to up my ante. You got me on the fireworks 2 years ago, but we do have fireworks out there. We have a concert on Hole 13, which... was going to be Hack and his Deacons of Swing or Shuffle. But I went to the service and, I'm still emotionally affected by that because the man is so full of life and was so great. But Ashby Stokes and Jake and Ronnie Goldman are all pulling together to still make sure we have a great show going on, which
in honor of Hack.
In honor of Hack, there will
be right out there on the golf course. That'll be cool.
This is to honor Hack,
right?
So on the tee box on 13 at 7 o'clock, the concert starts. Free concert. So last year we had over 500 boats anchored off of hole 13, and we have all the stadium seating set up around the green. So there was we estimated close to 5,000 people out there last year, and it was a lot of fun. So we had the concert, and then when that's over, that's from 7 to 9, and then roughly 9-ish, the firework display will be spectacular, because we've upped the ante as far as the size of fireworks and how high they go and all that. They will be shot off of a barge that's already been approved by DNR and the fire marshal and all the things. We have a professional pyrotechnic.
And the fish are okay with this.
They love to see the colors going up. So anyway.
Have to check with fish these
days. Yes, we did check with the chief fish. But everything is done. And so that will be a great evening. So that's all day Friday.
So if you miss this, you are going to miss. And there is something for everyone at this event. Uptown, out at the Links of Stony Point. You just got to be part of it. You know, I really appreciate you taking time. And I know that this year, that after the first year was very nerve-wracking for you, the very first year. It was tough to pull that all together. But since then, it's nothing but grown. And I think that's terrific, Jim.
Well, thank you. And they're all nerve-wracking until they're over with.
But the first year, you didn't know really a lot of what to expect.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, our crowds have grown. That's what's been great about this for Greenwood and all of us. The first year, we had roughly 6,000 people out there. Last year, we had over 14,000. This year, we're expecting over 20. So it's...
And, you know, the other thing, in closing, we do want to say it is a big undertaking. A lot of people involved in making this happen, from the sponsors to tourism to the city to the county.
Volunteers.
And all the volunteers that make this happen. It couldn't happen if we didn't have all this great pulling together, as we always do right here in Greenwood.
Right, exactly. That's why this is it for me here, because to be in an area and a community that is so giving and so pulls together in a collaborative spirit to make it a special place to live. There's no place that I would ever live other than where we are today. So,
well, thank you for coming out and spending some time with us, Jim Medford.
Well, it's always an honor, Ann.
Absolutely. It's been great. And Donette, good luck. I know you're going to do great.
Oh, goodness, nerves, but I am ready to go.
You are ready to go. Well, you've been listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. We're going to wind it up. Gracie has been gracious to let us talk an extra 10 minutes here. Everybody, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning. I'll be able to tell you more about these exciting changes on WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. Bye-bye, everybody.